The DA welcomes the guidance of the National Department of Health to clinics and hospitals about how to continue providing critical HIV care in the face of the PEPFAR funding freezes. We welcome guidance around task shifting in clinics, and particularly that the National Department of Health has urged that stable, virologically controlled patients should be given 6 months of treatment at a time, and all other patients should be given 3 months. This is something that we and many civil society organizations have called for some time, and this will help decongest clinics and should be continued even if the PEPFAR money is reinstated. The DA remains concerned that despite a waiver for critical HIV care being announced on 1 February, HIV services are still dramatically curtailed on the ground. And we urge the National Department of Health to continue to engage with the US government so that these waivers can be implemented and that vulnerable HIV-positive patients can continue to receive life-saving support.